now, half of domestic septic tank systems used by households to treat household sewage failed inspections last year. 29% of those inspected were deemed to be putting human health and the environment at risk. That's according to a new report by the Environmental Protection Agency, which is calling on local authorities to increase enforcement to ensure householders fix faulty septic tank systems in a timely manner. Noel Byrne is a senior inspector with the EPA and he's with us now in studio. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning.
Tell us about these faulty septic tanks and the damage that they're doing to the environment.
Well, just as was today, the EPA launched a report on the local authority inspections of domestic wastewater treatment systems, which we better known to listeners as septic tanks. There was 1,147 inspections completed in 2021 and over half of these failed. The report also highlights that three quarters of failing systems have been fixed, which is positive, but the failure to resolve older cases is a concern and it's getting worse year on year. Now, you did highlight, look, why is this a concern? I suppose it's really, it comes down to the fact that the risk to human health and the environment if you have a failing septic tank, and the human health risk arises from the fact that if you have a faulty septic tank, it can contaminate your well and get into your drinking water, which can cause you to become ill and sick, or else if it's ponding on the garden, someone can come in contact with that and also become ill. And then from the environmental perspective, you know, there's 188 water bodies or sections of water bodies that have been identified that are being impacted by septic tanks. So faulty septic tanks are risks to the environment and human health, and we need to see them resolved.
The onus is on homeowners to fix their faulty septic tanks. It would seem they're not doing that, with 53% of them failing inspection. So what's happening?
Well, the onus is on the householder to fix the septic tanks. And to some degree, a septic tank is often down the bottom of the garden and it's out of sight, nearly out of mind. And to some degree, people don't tend to go look at it and check on it. But what we would be calling householders is a couple of simple things that they can do. Get your well tested annually to make sure that there's no contamination issue with it or anything rising from your septic tank. Visually and check your septic tank every year, particularly around the wet periods, see if there's any ponding or anything around that area. And then good maintenance can often prevent any problems, so you should get your tank desludged every 3 to 4 years, and it'll only cost you maybe €400.
You're also, though, saying to local authorities that they need to increase their enforcement to ensure that these systems are fixed in a timely manner.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We look at our report today, and in our report, there's 30 local authorities that are involved in these inspections, and approximately half of them have 80% of these failures fixed with the engagement with the household, which is very good. But we need the remainder of the local authorities to get up to that standard. So what we'll be asking for local authorities here, when you go out, you find septic tanks that failed inspection, you need to follow through on that process. So we'll be saying to the other 50% of local authorities that are not at that standard yet, to get yourselves to that space and follow through on these inspections to make sure they're brought to resolution.
Why are local authorities not doing it?
Well, there is a process set down there, so it is clear that the process is there. So I guess it's down to each individual local authority as to what is their reason why they're not achieving it. But really, you know, we have dealt with some local authorities in the last couple of years, like Kilkenny is an example, where their failure rate was around 50%, and we engaged with them, and now they improved to 79%. So you can see improvement once they focus on it, engage on it. So,
well, what enforcement powers then do they have?
Well, if a householder doesn't fix a septic tank, a local authority can take that householder to court if the need arises. But as I said, there are 3/4 of septic tanks, when the issues were identified, have been fixed. So the majority of people do fix them, which is a great thing. But there is remaining ones that remain unresolved. And a report does identify there's over 500 septic tanks that have gone unresolved for over 2 years. And half of those actually are direct discharges into a water body, or there's actually sewage ponding on a garden. And if you can kind of imagine it, look, this is sewage maybe going into a stream that's running through a community. It's not acceptable to let that continue. So in those circumstances, we do need a local authority. Engage with the householder first and foremost. But if the householder isn't resolving it, maybe there is need for further action beyond that. And I think everyone would agree, you know, we can't allow that type of pollution to continue.
How many court cases have there been in relation to septic tanks?
There's been 36 court cases over the past 7 or 8 years now at this point. And that's only from 7 local authorities. So it's actually relatively low. So you can see that some local authorities maybe aren't following through the process and where they need to be. But again, we probably don't want to see these necessarily having to go to prosecution. You know, people should recognise the risks. They should see that actually this is the right thing to do to fix it. And they should be able to resolve it without going to court. But if you have someone that's just really blatantly not complying with what they need to do, maybe local authorities have to take it on that situation.
Okay, Noel, thank you very much indeed. Noel Byrne, Senior Inspector with the EPA.